93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is entitled Second Date Update. How do you get here with us? Well, if you've been out on a great date here in Madison and you think, hey, man, things are great, this is going to be the start of a beautiful long relationship, and then you get blown off or ghosted or breadcrumbed or whatever they call it now, you find yourself here with us.
Yeah, you just very much think you're the suckiest person in the world and no one likes you, but that's not true.
There's
many people that call us on Second Date Update for this very reason.
And we need people to keep calling us, so that's why we're helping out. We're going to help out Colin this morning. Hey, Colin.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing good, man.
Thanks for being on Second Date Update here. I know you've been through a what you described as a great date with a girl named Sarah. Is that right?
Yeah, this girl's Sarah. We met on Bumble, actually.
All right, so you're there, and Sarah contacts you. You got to be excited about that.
Yeah, very excited, you know. I mean, especially if the girl's making the first move, it already feels like it's starting off right, you know?
Sure.
So we text back and forth on the app, got along on that, decided to go get some drinks over at Mickey's Tavern. I'm sure you guys know it, over on Willie Street. Great place. Yep. We got there, we literally had one drink, and she said she needed to leave.
Ooh, ouch.
And I don't know what that's all about. I mean, she knows what I look like, so it's not like I was, like, catfishing her or anything like that. Like, I just don't know what's going on. So,
all right. What drink did she have? Did you order the drink, or did she order her own drink?
She ordered her own drink.
Okay.
I ordered my own drink. I paid for both of them, so it's not like... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. She had one drink, drank it real fast. Gone.
Yeah, I thought maybe it was like, hey, I'll have a Bloody Mary and she'll have a Tom Collins. And she's like, I got to get out of here. This guy's crazy. But if you ordered your own drink.
She just got up and left?
Yes, I got to go now, and just left.
Right. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe she got her womanhood.
That happens. Not,
that sometimes can occur.
Then now you've tried to call her back. You've tried to get back in touch with her, and she's like not around. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. Even, you know, I tried to message her back on Bumble, didn't get anything. Sent her a message on Facebook, you know, found her on, we weren't friends on Facebook yet, but I messaged her on Facebook.
Yeah.
And she hasn't replied to that. And I'm like, what is going on with this girl? Like, it doesn't make it, the date wasn't long enough to have anything go wrong.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, you poor thing.
Basically didn't have time to make any mistakes,
no.
Colin.
It was a premature date.
It's a premature. Have you ever been on a date, Krista, where you had one drink and just left for no reason?
No, but I have called a guy to come over once, and I purposely just didn't answer my door because I didn't feel like it. Like, I changed my mind on the spot. I didn't say that was nice. I did not say that was nice.
Jesus.
I don't know.
So there is that out there, Colin. Yeah. Maybe she just changed her mind. You know, girls, we can't figure them out, but that's why we do this. So we're going to call Sarah right now. Don't say anything. We'll see if we can't get to the bottom of it, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, here we go. Second date update.
Hello?
Hey, is this Sarah?
Yeah, this is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, how are you?
Hi.
I'm good.
Good. We're good. This is actually Marco and Krista. We are on the radio right now as we speak to you live on 93.1 Jams.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Hi.
I like to put that right out there so you know what's going on right away.
Yeah. Let's take a big guess of why we're calling you.
I honestly have no idea.
All right. Well, we do this segment on our show called Second Date Update, where you've been out with somebody, and in their eyes, boy, the date was amazing. But in whatever your eyes, it wasn't, because you left and didn't call them back, and now they are just left wondering.
Oh, okay.
Remember, like, the one and done cocktail guy? Yeah.
Do you remember? Do you know who? Do you know who we're talking about?
Was it? Colin?
It was and still is Colin. Yes.
Yeah.
So we're just calling to figure out, like, what happened. Everybody was like, it was cool, and they were said you were having a good time and stuff.
I just wasn't feeling it. I just wasn't into him at all. Like, I he didn't look like his pictures, for one, and yeah, I don't know. He just, like, maybe he wasn't, like, super groomed or whatever. I don't want to sound, like, totally superficial, but I just didn't.
What is he, dirty looking? Was he just gross looking? What was wrong with his appearance?
It sounds so bad. He had a monobrow.
A mono.
Like, one huge eyebrow.
No.
It
really?
So bad, but it was so unattractive. It like turned me off totally.
Was it a big, dark, black, thick one?
Completely.
Those are the best.
Those are the best.
You're gonna go with those.
All right. So he had also called a unibrow.
Yeah.
And so so you didn't notice that in the pictures, or you said he didn't look like his pictures?
It wasn't like that in the pictures. It still wasn't. Like maybe he had like gotten them waxed before he took those pictures. I don't know, but
yeah.
No, I didn't expect that.
Maybe it was like, you know, pre-puberty when he still hasn't gone through it yet.
Sprouted a bunch of hair.
Yeah.
All right. And you noticed this right away and you just couldn't stop looking at it? Like, was it like the eclipse? You were just staring at it the whole time?
Exactly. Exactly like that. Yeah. I had to get out of there before.
All right. But let me ask you a question. Other than the unibrow or monobrow, was there anything else about Colin that you must have liked him because you met him on Bumble, right? So you had to reach out and say, hey, this guy is pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I mean, he seemed sweet. His pictures looked cute.
Yeah.
No, really, there wasn't really another problem, except once I met him, like, I didn't really hear anything he was saying. I was just staring at him.
Oh, yeah.
It was really bad.
But he clearly was hot without the bush on his face.
Yeah, I mean, hot-ish.
All right, well, hey, that can be maintained.
That's what I mean.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I do have to tell you, Sarah, we have Colin with us. He was obviously not able to get to you, so we were helping him out here. He's on the phone listening, actually. So, Colin.
I actually can't believe what I'm even hearing.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Really?
Really? Yeah. Did you have one?
This is why I didn't respond to you. I didn't know what to say. I'm sorry, but yeah.
Well, did you have one? Do you have one? What's going on with this?
I mean, I do have thick eyebrows. I'm Italian, so I do have, I mean, I guess thick eyebrows, but I mean, that's a sign of like a strong male dominant trait.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good thing.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Marco's
I'm also
Italian.
I try to keep that. I would have
those
a unibrow.
Things get out of control.
I would
you
have a
that.
Unibrow if I didn't try to take care of it. Now, you're like Anthony Davis, a guy that plays in the NBA for the Pelicans. They call him the unibrow.
What's his name?
His name's Anthony Davis.
I got to look him up.
Yeah, he's called the unibrow. He loves it. He's marketed
he
himself.
He does?
Yeah, he marketed himself. He's got posters. Yeah. So, did you take care of the unibrow?
Here he is. Really? Yeah. Come on, guy. He's got just a little bit to mow between his eyes.
Yeah.
Off.
Yeah.
Wow, there it is. Yep.
He markets himself that way. Did you take care of it before you got your Bumble pictures, man? Or what happened? What's going on?
You know, I don't even think about it. I'd probably have to go back and look. I mean, every time I go to the barber, I get cleaned up. I get a haircut. They trim everything. They trim my eyebrows, my neckline, everything. Huh. So maybe it was just after a photo after the barbershop, but I mean, I feel like she's being so shallow because of a stupid eyebrow. Like, really?
Okay.
Well, it's like having good teeth. It's like, it's a big thing for some girls.
All right. Well, listen, you've already said here that you liked him. He looked hot. And other than the unibrow, that's something you could just literally fix in 20 minutes, Sarah. So here's what we do on Second Date Update. If you want to try it back out with Colin, we'll send you back out somewhere here in Madison. If you want to, go back on another date, we'll pay for everything. I'll be happy to do that for you. That way you can, and Colin, you can maybe shave between your eyes or get it to
hair removal,
taped all,
electrolysis.
Yeah, whatever. That way she can hear all the words you're saying and she's not just staring at it. And maybe you guys can work it all out. It's up to you, Sarah, if you want to try it again.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be willing to try it again.
Oh, good. Look at that.
As long as he takes care of some...
Oh, he sounds enthused.
Boy, you see, you're back now. You're excited. So can you...
Yeah. That's good news. I'm down.
Oh,
I'll
good.
I'll get a haircut.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
all right.
Cute. At least he's trying.
Look at that. All's well and ends well. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Cute.
All right. Well,
yay!
That's actually went better than I thought it was going to go.
Yeah,
oh, good.
Me too, actually. All right. Well, yeah. Let us know when it happens and send us a new picture with the new eyebrows with the two.
We resolved this hairy situation, Marco.
Oh, look
at that!
Oh.
Look at that!
Oh boy, that was dumb.